We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Raised in foster care, Patrick Penn overcame the tragedy of abuse and neglect to become a proud family man with a distinguished record of service to our country. Penn joined the United States Army upon graduation from high school, where he served in the war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan on multiple tours of duty, including Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom, and Operation Inherent Resolve. After 20 years in the military, he went to work for Textron Aviation Defense. A recent graduate from the Kansas GOP Men's Leadership Series, Patrick, thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you, John. I appreciate being here.
Well, and Dusty's always good with the with the soundtrack, with the intro music. That one was pretty good. For a military guy with 20 years of BAV experience, that was good. I got to give you credit.
That right there is a quick thing that we wanted to go ahead and give out as a happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans, both in uniform now, their family members, everyone that takes care of their hearts, both here in the country and abroad. So thank you for that. You almost made me want to go do push-ups.
Amen. Well, and you can do them for me, too, because that's not going to happen. So let me ask you, we talked about already, we've touched on your military service, so you've already served your country. What prompted you to want to run for public office? I would think you've done your time. Why now? Why run for public office?
Well, John, first of all, thanks for having me on tonight. I just really want to thank you and congratulate you on 1 year.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so
thank you.
Happy birthday to you on that right there as well. Awesome show. We really like listening to you. I also just wanted to let you know, as part of the why, as you stated, we've already done military service, but that is service to the nation. I took an oath to provide a lifetime of service to the nation. So what we are doing is basically taking off one uniform and putting on another for the voters of the 85th district in Kansas, because they demand and deserve leadership and a representative that has decency and integrity to represent them in Topeka. So that's why we're doing this.
So, I'm not going to swing at that. There was an underhanded pitch there. I think I'll pass. I think I'll let that pitch go by. We'll leave that for a future discussion. I'll let you guys work that issue out. How's that? Looking at your platform, though, and knowing that of the incumbent, and for my listeners who may not know, most people don't know what House district numbers are, but House District 85 is the district that's currently represented by Representative Mike Capps, Michael Capps. So, and I've looked at your platform, and I'm familiar a little bit with his platform. So knowing yours and, that of the incumbent, how would your voting record be really any different than Representative Capps' record?
Well, right now, I just want to let you know, I'm here to discuss the voters of the 85th. I really want to talk about the things that that I've been finding as I've been on the doorsteps. As you mentioned, we went ahead and filed last week. We had the opportunity to be blessed with overwhelming support, hundreds of signatures, thousands of dollars.
So you filed by petition?
We did file by petition. Drove all the way up to Topeka to the Secretary of State's office, made that happen, and it was a pretty joyous occasion. We also did a kickoff past Friday down at the Pachyderm Club. So we appreciate and thank you to everyone who's been supportive all along the way. Just as far as the record goes, I am pro-life. I am pro-2A. I am pro-accountability of our elected officials. I am pro-Kansas. I am pro-Wichita. I am pro-family values. And those types of things lead me to, in addition to my military service, to be pro-freedom. So when it comes to votes, I would tell you, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about the support for the Farm Bureau. I know that they and any other organization that wanted to have the freedom to have choice in the in the marketplace and freedom to choose healthcare solutions for their members, I would be supportive of that. I know that there are some things that happen that people, as I talk on the doorsteps, they don't really understand the nuances of all of the process and everything. I think it's called gut and go.
Yep, the gut and go, and I've heard the same thing. I heard it when I was in the legislature that, you know, generally people don't like that process. And it can be seen as not transparent and, you know, shifty or underhanded, whatever term you want to use. And I get that. And I know that initially, and I don't know how it ultimately played out, but I know that Representative Capps was not a fan of the Farm Bureau bill initially. I don't know how he ultimately played out on that. So, but that is one example.
Well, and that's just one example that I've been able to find. And I'll let, him explain himself defend what his record is. The only thing that I know is that when I'm talking to our voters in the constituents in the 85th district, both in Wichita and over in Butler County as well, in the city of Benton, there's just that growing need, that desire, that demand on the doorsteps that we have transparency and accountability in our leadership, not only in their determination of what to do, but how they do it as well. So this is the one area, I guess, besides schools, that you could say I'm pro-choice.
that's dangerous. I wouldn't be going around telling too many people you're pro-choice.
Not at all.
I get it, though. I get it. And, you know, we've talked a little bit just because I know, you know, you're just graduated from the Men's Leadership Series. I co-chair that series. So we've had a little bit of chance to talk. We're going to take a quick break here at the top of the hour. I'm going to hold you through the top of the hour, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
And then I want to talk a little bit about your policy positions and some of your visions and, you know, where you want to go with the state and where you think it's going and the direction of the legislature next session. How's that?
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Serving the army, we lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother.
Once again,
brother,
the appropriate music. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. With us still is Patrick Penn, and again, Dusty hits it with the music. He's good. I can't get him to actually say anything on the air. I wonder if I just stopped talking and left a dead mic if Dusty would actually say anything. So shall we try this?
I think Dusty will.
It's our 1 year anniversary.
Dusty's
Let's see if we
man.
Can get Dusty to say
this.
Anything. Ladies and gentlemen, Dusty.
Bless him.
What's up, world?
There we go. It took me a year, but I finally got Dusty to say something on the air. All right, Patrick, let's find out. So let me get some basic stuff here. Tell me, you know, some of your policy positions. Where do you stand, for example, on expanding Medicaid in Kansas?
Well, thanks for asking that right there. I guess the review that I've given over the Medicaid expansion is that is a tax increase.
They've got to pay for it somehow.
Right. So and they don't know how to pay for it, because if the federal government yanks out their portion of it, we're left holding the bag. And that's something that'll cripple the Kansas economy. I'm running for District 85 state representative to make sure that Kansas, Wichita, and Kansas in general is the place of choice for us to raise our families, for our families to thrive, and for our kids to want to stay here and retain talent, us to draw talent. Medicaid expansion is something I believe that will send that all down the chute. So I'm not, at the first blanch, a big fan of Medicaid expansion in Kansas from what I've seen is for the current plans that have been pushed out.
You know, then that kind of leads me to my next question. I know Laura Kelly recently used an executive order to implement an internet sales tax. It's kind of related because it's another tax question. But what are your thoughts on an internet sales tax?
As a Christian, I don't like lawlessness, so there's that. So if that's completely lawless and you're going against what this state attorney general is telling you that the policy should be or what their interpretation of the law is, that's a problem for the governor to basically say, hey, look, I am not going to do my job in this area as well as other areas, as we've seen in the news over the past week. What I would say is that I'm not a fan of Governor Kelly's proposal for internet tax, sales tax. And it's something that I'd like to kick around to the voters, see where they are on it. But I just know that in my druthers, I'm opposed to any of the taxes being increased in Kansas. Because, again, we are taxed right now. I saw an article this week that said Kansas is third highest in the nation taxes on retirees. So they're taxed already on food sales tax, their retirement plans if it comes from out of state, property tax, just all types of tax burdens added together is so overbearing and so burdensome that we aren't doing what we need to make sure that Kansas is a place that everyone wants to come to.
Yeah, well, and I think you're right. And as you look at those issues, I know they're nuanced and they're complex, but when you talk about the second highest sales tax on food, you talk about 18th highest sales tax in general, talk about high property tax rates. At what point, you know, you start taxing the citizens to a point where we're just taxing them out
of economic prosperity? Exactly. And I don't think that the rule is. Now, here's one thing for you. Mayor Bloomberg, I guess he wants to be president. He said
There's a lot of things people want.
Well, he taxed,
I want to be a millionaire.
Hey, you're on your way. He taxed sodas to tax them out of existence. When I came up, they were taxing cigarettes in order to stop people from using them. If they don't want you driving a Hummer or anything like that, they tax gas sales so that you don't get a big SUV at the point of sale, so the burden hits the user. And I think the premise that we see here is that if you don't want something to exist, you tax it out of existence. So the problem that I have with Governor Kelly, Democrats, and their plans are they want to basically relegate the middle class to being a tax pool to profit and just basically fund all of their ideas. And as you continue to burden them with those taxes, you're basically taxing them out of existence. So that's the middle class squeeze that we heard so much about. It's still on, and these people want to put it on hyperdrive.
No, I think you're absolutely right. So, you know, people who may not know you, people who aren't familiar with you, what, you know, in the last few minutes that we have, what would you want them to know? What's the one thing that you want people to come away not familiar with you? You haven't had a chance to meet them at the doorstep yet. What is it you want them to know about you?
Well, a few things. Number one, as you alluded to earlier in the intro, I came in foster care. So I had the opportunity to have the society give back to me and my brothers when we were in need. So we gave a lifetime of service to the nation in the uniform. We want to continue that service to our community as well as the representative in House 85. I give back through social organizations such as Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, also with CASA, the program to go ahead and help with the foster care system and different youths appearing before the justice system. At my church, I work at the school and on the church side, giving back to the kids as well, making sure that they have some good and positive influences in them. So we're trusted individuals around the kids as well. I've been an asset to every employer that I've ever had, every unit that I've ever been in, because I've been accountable with results. I do what I say, and I say what I do, and I do that always. So I will make a great asset to the voters of the 85th House District and to conservative Republicans up in Topeka so that they have a trusted teammate to get the work done that conservatives need to get done. Here's the thing that differentiates me. I'm a person of execution, John. So I get things done faster than most other people, and I do that with the decency, with the honor, with the integrity that's necessary. Those are the things that have been the bedrock values in my particular brand of leadership ever since I started in the military over 20 years ago. So my resume that you read a little earlier doesn't tell the whole story, but it does demonstrate this. I'm good at what I do. And I get those results from my customers, both at Textron when I was working there, my troops in the military, our families when I commanded, my teammates. I'm dependable. I'm reliable, I'm accountable, and I get the things done the right way, okay? So because I am capable of creating that path in that direction, and I'm focused on those results for the voters, and I'm a problem solver, I'm truly excited, honestly, to have this opportunity both to run and to possibly serve as the next representative from Kansas House District 85. We're focused on those results. We want to get those results for the voters of the 85th, and if I may say, I am very, very grateful for the love, the support of my family, to include my wife of over 10 years, Talia, all of our children, Jaden, Josiah, Amariah, and Gabriella. She's all 4 months, so I hope she's listening. And also for the trust that I've gotten from Chuck Weber and Steve Brunk for this campaign. If anyone wants to help us out, they can go to www.patrickpenn.com.
I was going to give you a chance to plug.
Oh, man.
That. I was going to get, well, that's not
like
that's good.
I said, we get more done faster. Okay.
you beat me to it. Well, and, you know, good luck. I know how difficult it can be to take on an incumbent legislator.
Having done so myself the first time I ran for office.
Yes,
if folks are interested and want more information, give them, you know, if they want to donate time or money, whatever. What was the website one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. They can Facebook friend request me, Patrick Penn, for state representative, or they can go to www.patrickpenn.com. www.patrickpenn.com.
Well, Patrick, again, thank you for joining us. Best of luck. I know this will be a bruising primary,
hey.
So I wish you the best.
We're fit for the fight. Let's get it.
After the break, Brandon Straka, the founder of the Walkaway Campaign, will be with us to tell us about the nationwide movement that he started. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.